Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. I apologize. I was trying to get my speaker to work. So, let's see. Okay, so I'm having some technical difficulties here. I don't have many callers today. But first I will go over the description. It says in the description here that I'm on Facebook, and then I have the link for the Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana page. Please click on the link to get to the Facebook page, and that is the best way to contact me. I'm an intuitive psychic empath. I've always been intuitive and perceptive since I was a small child. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running. I'm really glad that you're here. Please, when you call in, only ask one question. No medical, legal, or like questions you'd ask your doctor or therapist or lawyer. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and I aim to provide insight from just a spiritual viewpoint. I will likely spend a good maybe eight minutes on one person. And while I'm a psychic, I'm also a witch who practices folk magic. I'm also adept at healing hands, which is like Reiki. And I provide spells, reading, life coaching, and can perform all of this long distance. Even healing hands, which like I said is like Reiki, can be performed long distance. Please call in or contact me privately or both. Thank you. Okay, and once again, the show is for entertainment purposes only. And I will go to the caller that we have calling from the 727 area code.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
Hello.
What is your name and your question, please?
This is Kate, and my question is, what message do you have for my highest and best good for the coming 90 days?
For your highest and best good. Okay. One second. Would you like me to draw a card for you to look into that?
Sure, please.
Okay. So what message is for her highest good right now? That's what I'm asking. So I got, this is the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit Guidebook by, or cards and guidebook by Kim Crown. And I'm going to look up the unicorn, which is the one I got for you.
Ooh.
That jumped out of the deck. So let's see. It's going to take me a minute here.
That's okay.
Okay. Sorry. I'm flipping through the book.
No, please.
Okay. Oh, hit it. Okay. It says unicorn. And this is, I'm reading from the booklet. It says reconnecting to higher wisdom or divinity. it's difficult to see, hear, or think of a unicorn without immediately questioning if it's real. Did they ever exist? Perhaps long, long ago, the mind answers maybe, or it could be, or no way. This very contemplation explains our relationship with divinity and encapsulate our wavering belief in the unicorn. We wonder what divinity is. We wonder where our intuition comes from and if we can really trust it. We think about a higher power, and our mind hesitates between yes, no, and maybe. Is it male or female? Does it have a name? Is it just a feeling? The unicorn card appears and wakes us up to curiosity about the higher self and the divine. It is a card of questioning, exploring, and contemplating the inexplicable. The mind's eye knows there is something beyond our day-to-day lives, a deeper dimension to our experiences. The mind's eye reaches and reaches and reaches out to grasp. Hold on. To grasp something more. You are the unicorn, and you have begun your quest for the answers.
Yes, I'm listening. Will you read that last one? You are the unicorn, and you have...
One second. You are the unicorn, and you have begun your quest for the answers.
I'm not understanding. You have what quest for the answers?
It just said that you have begun your quest for the answers.
Oh, begun. I couldn't, for some reason that portion was... I couldn't hear it well. I have begun my quest.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's been a lifelong quest.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Nothing more. That was a statement. You were about to add something.
Oh, I was just going to talk about the card. It's like black and white. The unicorn's a white unicorn. And then it has, like, the world, or I think it's the world behind it, with, like, multicolored purple, blue, green. That's really pretty. So I just wanted to say that it's a white unicorn. I don't know if that has any, that has any meaning to you. Yeah, that's your reading. I could elaborate more.
Anything that you're intuitively picking up?
Yeah, I'm just kind of going off of the card, though. I hear the word magic, and it's, like, also important for you to keep a sense of wonder, like a child would, where everything is, like, magical to them. And what else? I see you, like, connecting to spirit through, like, going on walks. And, like, when you look up at the sun, it seems like you connect with spirit. So for some reason, that's what I was getting in my mind's eye. But definitely I would think connecting with that magical sense of wonder would really help to, like, elevate your vibration. So that is what I that's what I got for you today. I want to thank you for calling, and I have to move on to the next caller. Okay, the 805 area code.
Oh, great. I'm glad I got on with you. Hi, how are you? This is Donna. Hi.
Hi. Good to have you. What is your question?
I wanted to know, I've been looking after this blind man, and he's going to pass soon. And his brother said he was going to leave me a little bonus. And they're very well-to-do. And do you see an amount or anything like that? Or
that
like
is,
you tried the pendulum, maybe?
I could try the pendulum, yes. But I won't get, like, a specific number. I'm not really skilled with that. You could ask, like, a few.
Wait.
Maybe, like,
well,
two or three.
You could ask amounts and then see if it says yes or no. You know, like 10,000, 20, 30, 50.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd be
just
good.
One question at a time. So I'll start with the first question. Go ahead.
Will Donna receive 20,000 from Pete when he passes?
It's saying yes.
Oh, okay. Will Donna receive more than 20,000?
Saying yes.
Oh, gosh, this is good. I can stop there. That sounds pretty good. I got that. I'll be very happy. And I wanted to know, too, if I'm going to be meeting somebody soon, a partner, because it's been such a long time, and I've just been by myself all the time, besides when I'm helping out others.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll draw a card and see if there's anything surrounding that that can help.
Okay.
Okay, and I just have to look up this card.
Okay.
It's a buffalo. Okay. Okay, so I'll read the message is, and then I'll try to look into that question a little bit more for you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. This is the buffalo card, grounded yet heavenly, practical yet spiritual. The hoofs of the mighty buffalo are grounded in the earth, yet its heart and mind rise toward heaven. The buffalo's challenge hardship or a bump in the road as an opportunity for upliftment. Therefore, the buffalo does not fear death, illness, or misfortune. Its gentle eyes look to the road ahead, trusting every turn. May we all experience this elusive, yet life-changing bliss from time to time, and may we allow this card to remind us that life is a precious gift. When in balance, it's a trusting, pure presence. When out of balance, restless, lack gratitude. To bring into balance prayer and bhakti. I'm not sure what bhakti is. That might be something. Bhakti might be something you might want to Google later.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, what was the word again? That we don't know what it is. Or
bhakti.
You said to
bha.
Bhakti.
B-H-A-K-T-I.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And as far as love goes, all I'm getting is that I saw like a night sky with stars in it, and then arrow pointing down like towards the earth. So that just, the way I'm interpreting that is that someone will show up and they'll be like heaven sent. So that's what I'm getting there. And really, I always tell people that like time frames are not my specialty. But I'm going to try to get a number. One second. So I'm seeing 1 to 2. So I'm thinking that's going to be, and I know it seems like a long time, but it's going to be like another year or two.
Okay.
I'd say happy medium. Median is maybe like a year and a half. And,
okay. That goes by quick.
Yeah, it does. I'm not quite sure. He has tan skin, very tanned skin. So he might be like a racial other than Caucasian. I initially thought maybe from India, but he could also be from elsewhere. But
okay.
He just has a very kind of brownish skin tone and dark hair. An older gentleman.
Ed.
Middle
Ed.
Uh-huh. Shorter and kind of stocky. He's not a big man, though. But he seems to be, like, very bright and happy and positive. That's what I'm getting about him.
Nice. Oh, good. Wonderful. Okay. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling. That was your reading today. You could stay on the listen or whatever you choose to do is okay with me. And the next caller is calling from the 111 area code. Hello, 111. Oh, the call dropped, unfortunately. And I believe I took your call, but 805, have I taken your call?
Yeah, we just spoke.
I'm sorry. Okay, everybody. Unfortunately, I don't have any more callers for the night. Usually, my callers will fill up the show, or at least a good portion of the show, and there's like 24 minutes left. So what I'm going to do is one more spirit animal card and read about that from the booklet, and then I'm going to see if anybody else shows up. And I can give them a reading. So, 1 second while I shuffle the cards. Okay. So I didn't even think I need the booklet for this one, but I'll just give you my intuitive impression and then I'll read from the booklet. I got the octopus, and this octopus, of course, as you know, they have many arms or tentacles, I should say. And This is just for somebody that is has their hands in many different areas. Like they have a lot going on, everything that they're trying to juggle, a lot of different things, different tasks. And as far as what it says in the booklet, I have to look it up. Takes a minute. I can hardly turn the pages here with my fingernails. One second. Okay, I finally got to the page. So this is, again, an octopus, and it is reaching, yearning, lacking boundaries and directions. The octopus signifies a wonderfully perceptive mind paired with a lack of healthy boundaries. Unfortunately, this results in well-intended but messy relationships. The octopus entwines itself into other people's business and shares their own without restraint. They believe that's what it means to be close. If you notice after spending time with someone that you feel drained or uneasy, the essence of the octopus is at play. Begin to establish healthy boundaries . Be patient and firm. It may be a very old habit to change. When in balance, interested, engaged, intelligent. When out of balance, needy, clingy, lacks courage. And to bring into balance, face to oneself. I want to excuse myself or say excuse me for the coughing and throat clearing and having problems with allergies and stuff. But I wanted to say that this is called the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit Guidebook. And then it comes with a deck of cards. And they're really very unique. They're mostly black and white, but some of them have some color in them. And they really pop. And they're not too complex, so I do enjoy them a lot. Well, it seems that we have, or it looks like we have 20 minutes left, and nobody else is called in. So what I'm going to do is end the episode, but I thank everybody that has called in today for calling in, and I will be back on air soon. Thank you. Take care, everybody. Oh, and then once again, in the description box, I am on Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana on Facebook. The link is there for Facebook, and that is the best way to contact me for a private reading. Okay, take care, everybody. Blessed be.